If you know the German uniform, on the belt they have a buckle that says, Gott mit uns, God is with us, or God is on our side. I thought that was kind of strange because we were told that God was on our side.
This is a stupid war, like all wars are, and we're in it, and what can we do, you know?
It was a serious time in the history of the United States. You know, if we wouldn't have stopped the Nazis and stopped the Japanese, we wouldn't have been sitting here talking today.
This United States of America is the greatest.
Yesterday, December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Gosh, Pearl Harbor? We heard it on the car radio. I must have been 19 or 25.
Japan's game became crystal clear today. Her desire was war. War with the United States.
I suppose I didn't understand the total gravity of the situation. We just knew that this is very bad. And that some of the young fellas that I grew up with were probably on one of those battleships that was sunk.
Mm-hmm. The fear, I think my brother was 2 years younger than me, and the fear that all eligible men were going to have to join the fight. We were just sure my dad was going to have to go, and I remember our dad hugging us, or us hugging dad, and just hanging on.
We interrupt our program to bring you a special broadcast. The German news agency Transocean said today in a broadcast that the Allied invasion had begun. I repeat, the German news agency Transocean said today in a broadcast that the Allied invasion had begun.
I think in World War II, everyone was patriotic.
I can remember people that did what they could to stay out of the service were looked down on terribly. They were considered bad people. It was a time of real patriotism. People were proud to be American and proud to serve. I was 4F because of a farm accident when I was a little boy. It was really upsetting to me because all my friends were going to the service and I wanted to go so bad. I guess there was a certain amount of sadness because I couldn't go and my friends were going. So I was thinking a lot about the war. And I remember I even had a garden. And they call those victory gardens. And I even had it in the shape of a bee, you know.
The communities, everybody was behind us winning. You know, every place you went, they had the loose lip sync ships, we want you.
I can remember slogans like Nip the Japs. Stuff on the radio was positive at the time, you know. Beat the Japs, beat the Nazis, you know. In Iraq and stuff, you hear pros and cons and this and that. Oh, at that time, it was pretty much all positive until the war was over.
We're gonna have to slap the dirty little Jap. There's Uncle Sam, the guy who can do it.
We'll murder Hirohito, massacre that Slavonito, hang him with that shickle prover when we threw it.
When the Fuhrer says he is the master race, be heil, heil, right in the Fuhrer's face. Not to love the Fuhrer is a great disgrace. So be heil, heil, right in the Fuhrer's face.
The South Dakotans out there were as loyal as a bunch of people as you could find.
We had sugar, coffee, shoes,
And I believe that was about all I can remember that we had rationed. But, you know, we didn't really feel that we were denied anything because we were willing to do this and everybody else was.
I don't think we suffered too much. Even in the Depression, Pop would say, well, we might wear patches on patches, but we live like kings.
Our car sat in the garage for probably almost 3 years on blocks, no tires. We walked everywhere. The other thing was nobody had any money. I mean, not parents, not any kids. And the scrupulousness of how we saved our pennies to buy war bonds. You'd get 5 cent stamps, put them in a book until you got enough, and then buy a bond. By the time the war was over, if I remember right, I had 6 bonds that I had bought with nickels.
Here comes the freedom man asking you to buy a share of freedom today.
My experiences during World War II was a lot of hard work, such as milking cows, feeding the hogs, the sheep, raising 300-400 chickens, had a large garden and a little daughter, and the workload became pretty heavy because every able-bodied boy or man that could go between a certain age and a certain age, they were gone. And so it was left for the women to do things on the home front.
All the day long, whether rain or shine, she's a part of the assembly line. She's making history, working for victory, Rosie the Riveter.
Between my junior and senior year of high school, my sister and I went to California, and we worked in a plant where they made airplanes for the war.
Everyone stops to admire the scene. Rosie at work on the B-19. She's never twittery, nervous or jittery, Rosie the Riveter.
They called it scribing, and my thumb got so big. I'd miss that punch and hit my thumb. I had a huge thumb until I learned to use that hammer, so I can really use a hammer. I'm very good at that. And every Sunday we'd go out to the beach to the USO dances, which was, we seen a lot of soldiers. We did.
I stood on the station platform and looked at the lonesome track. The train had gone around the curve, the train that might never come back. For it carried my soldier sweetheart away, the one I loved so true.
Many young men were volunteering, my husband one of them. He normally would have been a good little old sheep herder, you know. His dad had scads of sheep. But he was a bombardier on a B-17 crew. They were shot down on their third raid. He had written in his diary, maximum effort tomorrow, big raid or something like that. And that was the last I got from him from there on, 17 months.
My folks received a telegram shortly after I was shot down. They didn't know what had become of me. During all the time I was in prison camp, I wrote through the Red Cross, but they never received that.
I think it was much harder on the family at home than it was on us, because once we were down and alive, we felt secure in a way. We weren't afraid of the Germans. We didn't expect to be mistreated too much. Where at home, the big concern was, did he survive or not? And more of them probably didn't survive than did.
The most prominent emotion. Well, you just said your prayers from day to day and kept on doing whatever needed doing and looked at people around you and if you could help a little here or there, whatever. That's the way everybody was out there, though.
I knew that the Japanese were probably much worse to the prisoners than the Germans.
My folks and my girlfriend at that time didn't know what happened to me until, well, almost 3 months later, when we landed in New York, and I called them, and I said, I made it. Yeah. So it was quite an interesting homecoming.
Families made sacrifices. They lost their husbands. They lost their boys. In some cases, there was women lost in the service, too.
Vivian, as small as it was, actually had two Gold Star mothers.
In our little town of Boylston, South Dakota, we lost one there. And, of course, several did get wounded.
He took a bullet. He took a bullet.
My best friend, Melvin Quast was his name. He was my best high school buddy. He was killed.
Did lose one good friend over in the Philippines.
Yeah, there were people that we knew, of course, that were killed. Yeah.
I say thank you to everyone. It doesn't matter whether it's World War II, Korea, Vietnam, and now Iraq. I'm congratulating and thanking them.